Kathy Gundy.
From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting live. U.S.-backed Iraqi forces launched an assault Sunday on ISIS terrorists in the town of Tal Afar, west of Mosul. Tal Afar and the surrounding areas are the last pockets of ISIS-held territory in Iraq. In a televised speech early Sunday, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said, "The city of Tal Afar will be liberated and will join all the liberated cities." Abadi called on the militants to surrender or die. By early afternoon on Sunday, the commander of the operation said his forces had recaptured a series of villages east, southwest, and northwest of Tal Afar. The U.S.-led coalition providing air and other support to the troops praised what it said was a capable, formidable, and increasingly professional force. The coalition estimates there are between 10,000 and 50,000 civilians still in around Tal Afar. In past battles, ISIS has prevented civilians from fleeing and has used them as human shields, slowing the Iraqi advances. Iraq and U.S. military officials estimate there are about 2,000 ISIS militants holed up in Tal Afar. Spain's hunt for the driver of a van that barreled through a crowd in Barcelona last week focused Sunday on the northeastern towns of Ripoll and Manlleu. Police set up numerous roadblocks hoping to snare a 22-year-old Moroccan man who they suspect was behind